Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word and Miss Brown Sugar. We, of course, want to hear from you, so give us a call. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Also, we would love to hear from you. If you don't want to call, you can email us, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Questions, comments, concerns. We're always interested to hearing from you. Go to our website, smoothdrama.com. Yep, that's it. www.smoothdrama.com. Hit us up on there. We've got survey. We've got, I think we've got a Brown Sugar's phone number on there. You wanted to give her a call. I don't know who's going to answer. That's a whole other conversation. But, yeah, you can give her a call. social network. So, if you're on Facebook, the Smooth Drama Group asked to join myself or Mr. J. He of the little tiny rat balls. We will, one of us will add you. Little tiny rat balls. Oh, that's, when you've abused steroids so much, you get rat balls.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I say these things because every now and again, Mr. J, he calls me and he says some stuff. And so he's never said nothing about me talking about him yet. So I'm trying to say something that will make him say, "All right, come on, man, you got to stop that shit." And so we haven't got to that point yet. So I'm going to keep reaching out there and seeing if I'm going
to try to push him to his limits.
I'm going to push the limits. I'm going to push the buttons. Anyway.
You are a button pusher.
Yes. Facebook. Smooth Drama Group. Dive in. We talk about all kinds of crazy stuff. I can find the crazy stuff to talk about in there. Sort of like we do here at the show from time to time. And speaking of, do you believe in your rights, your constitutional rights as a citizen of these United States?
Do I believe in them, or do I know I have, or that they're available?
All of that. All of that.
I know that they're there. I know I should have them. And I guess if I thought I had them, I'd believe in them.
If you thought you had them,
if I thought they would work in my favor for me, yeah. If I didn't think there was, some loophole somewhere.
Okay.
So,
if you were, you had a bumper sticker.
Yeah.
And your bumper sticker said, "Hey, I eat ass."
Okay.
Do you feel like you have the right to have a bumper sticker that says, "I eat ass"?
Yeah, I guess.
So would you?
Would I have that bumper sticker?
Yeah, would you have that bumper sticker?
No, I wouldn't have that.
No, you would not have that.
That's just not something I'd advertise. I'm more of the proud parent of whatever child.
Yeah.
I'm more of that bumper sticker.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I mean, but they're both advertising. There's a dude in Florida. He faced obscenity charges for the "I eat ass" window sticker he had on his pickup truck. Apparently, police down in Florida said he was violating a Florida statute dealing with the possession and distribution of obscene material. I didn't know that a bumper sticker is the possession and distribution of obscene material.
Well, yeah, if it says I eat, that's obscene. I eat ass is obscene.
Why?
What do you mean?
Why is eating ass obscene?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, if you think about, like, the laws in America, I mean, there's still some states where sodomy, even between a man and a woman, are illegal, so...
Okay, but,
so
I mean...
So, that's, like, that's the same, you know, that's a gateway.
So, then, if I have a that says, I suck penis,
that's probably obscene as well.
Okay.
Because that's oral copulation, so...
I mean, so... I'm trying to get...
So you're trying to understand, like, why someone advertising their sex life is obscene.
Right.
Because sex is supposed to be talked about and done in private. It's privacy.
Wow. We believe in that.
I didn't, no. I didn't say... I do... Well, I mean, I believe in whatever floats your boat, but at the same time, I mean, you do have to... I don't know. I always have a conflict of interest because I wouldn't want my child to see that.
Okay.
So then, yeah, I do have a problem with your bumper sticker because here my child is reading it and asking me, Mommy, what's eating ass? You know what I mean? Now I got to have this talk.
Okay.
And,
but that's,
you know,
that's
with my
parenting.
Child, it is parenting, but they're not ready for the talk. Or maybe I'm not comfortable with the talk. Or...
That's a personal issue.
And see, and that's the thing. Like, when do you draw the line? His issue is a personal issue. So now I have to deal with my personal issues because he wants to show me his personal issues.
It's not a personal issue, though.
It is.
He's proud to eat ass, and he won't tell the
that
world.
Doesn't mean exactly, but guess what? I don't care.
Okay, so it shouldn't even be an issue.
It isn't an issue until it infringes on me.
How is it infringing on you?
Because now my child has been exposed to something obscene that I might view obscene.
So.
Or not for children.
So children shouldn't have cell phones and children shouldn't go on the internet. And children shouldn't watch TV or movies.
You know, I grew up in a time where, well, there were no cell phones, so we didn't have access to it, but like the Cinemax movies that, you know, were the soft porn, they came on at midnight. They didn't come on at 6 o'clock in the afternoon where you have to block all these channels from your kids. But I mean, should kids be exposed to that? Should children in elementary, let's just say elementary school kids, should they be exposed to that?
No.
Exactly.
But are we talking about watching TV?
Should they be exposed to, like,
that
sex stuff on TV?
But that's different from, this is my car. This is my vehicle.
Yeah,
if
but
I,
your vehicle's in a public space.
Mm-hmm. But it's a proclamation.
I mean, but see, and that's the fine line.
Because,
like, where do we draw the line
right.
between something that's personal to me and something that's public?
So if I come out and I say, I love earwax. It's like, because we're talking about just something that most folks are like, hell no.
Yeah.
Right? And
well,
so if I'm...
Hell no one eating ass no more. They hell yeah.
Okay, see, but I'm trying to get, you know, because one, he got arrested for it. He got charged for it. And I'm like, so
well,
you can get charged for saying what you like to do.
So I guess maybe him saying it is different than him... posting it. So
yeah,
you walking by. Well, yeah, it's something. If you have on a shirt, oh, I can remember this in high school. There was a boy who came with a T-shirt, and on his T-shirt it said, I eat pussy, and it had a cat's tail hanging out of, like, a mouth. And, I mean, everybody was just like, people couldn't believe it. I mean, I was in 10th grade, and I was like, I couldn't even focus, like, the rest of the day. Because I'm like, where did he even find a shirt like this? And how come they sell that? And people, I mean, just everybody was just, I mean, he just upset the entire school.
Yep. I'm guessing he got in trouble.
He did.
Yeah.
He got suspended, like, for a week. And that was, like, a big deal back then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, because nobody was talking about eating pussy at all, let alone a child. You know, he was a senior, but, you know, he was still a child.
Yeah.
So.
But we.
I mean.
See, and that's, you legislate what people can say. And then you start talking about that slippery slope that just keeps coming. See, because, you know, I eat ass. I eat a t-shirt that says, I eat pussy.
Yeah.
And there's a pussy cat.
Yeah.
And a tail.
Yeah.
I get it. It's school.
Yeah.
You know, so schools have rules.
But apparently Florida too, and he didn't look to see.
Right. but we're in the air though. He wasn't at a school. He's a grown ass man. If he's a grown ass man that says I eat ass, he should be able to say I eat ass.
You know, it's that fine line though, because then you open up the gates for other people to come out. Like what is that group that likes young boys? Then they can come out with some. Two young boys having sex on a t-shirt or men having sex with, you know, boys on a bumper sticker. Like, where does it stop? Like, when do we draw the line? Like, what is appropriate and what is inappropriate?
All right. So I mean, we're talking about, you talk about sodomy, we're talking about that. That's technically pedophilia, right? So we know that according to most international laws, except for, like, maybe Thailand and some other places we don't want to go to.
But if that's the case, though, then why is it that group? Like, why haven't they been disbanded or arrested? I mean, these are open. This is an open group. Like, you can go to their website and find out who they are. And you know this is happening. So then why hasn't that been shut down?
Well, because they're white people.
Exactly.
Now, if it was a bunch of black people that was talking about that, nah, they ass getting arrested.
Yeah, so then, I don't know, was this guy black or white in Florida?
He was white.
Yeah, I don't know. They're picking and choosing.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was a whatchamacallit.
What?
It was a police officer who was offended because, you know, folks are offended by things.
Yeah.
So, if they're offended, you get arrested.
Yeah.
So, we gonna leave this alone here. I could argue all day about what your rights should be. Should you be able to say, because I just thought it was interesting. He got arrested for resisting arrest.
For exercising his right for freedom. To say,
hey, you know, I eat ass.
Yeah.
I mean, because if you say that, it's like I'm walking through Walmart and, you know, you're talking to somebody and say, I eat ass. I can just walk around and I can say I eat ass all day. I won't get arrested.
No.
But I put it on the bumper sticker, I get arrested.
Yeah.
Hey, see, and the bad thing here is I'm defending eating ass.
That's true.
When it's the reason why.
Well, you might get arrested
people.
If you do it in Walmart if you're around children.
No.
Yeah, because somebody can view that as you being a pedophile.
Saying I eat ass.
Yeah. Because now you're talking sexually around children.
Oh, there'd be a lot of people in jail then.
Yeah, there probably should be.
Okay. All right. Are you putting people in jail because they talk sexually?
I mean. Around children, I just feel like the children need to be protected. To, I mean, the smallest thing. If it's not gonna harm the child, then fine. But if you know, you just never know. Like, you know, our kids are in such.
All right. So, remember Spike Lee did what you call him, right? He did Jungle Fever.
Yeah.
And in Jungle Fever, it starts off with the parents making love.
Yeah.
And the daughter can hear them.
Yeah.
You know, my parents, they love each other. And, you know, they ask the question, why? And, you know, mom was like, it's a springtime thing.
Yeah. That was a beautiful explanation.
Right. And so clearly sex is involved around children. But it's a teaching moment.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing to celebrate.
Yeah.
And so in that, you know, it's sort of like, you know, parents, whoever, boyfriends, girlfriends, and family, whatnot, walk around smacking each other on the butt, kissing each other around the kids. It's natural.
But that's something totally different than you being in a public place talking and saying you eat ass and kids are there. You don't know those kids. You don't. Those mm-hmm. aren't your kids. You know, would you say that to your kids? You know what I mean? To your own children. So, and that's the thing, though. She explained that to her own child beautifully. Now, if that's a talk you're having with someone else like that and another child overhears it, I mean, I don't know. They may not even understand exactly what you're saying, but, you know, the idea of you just having a conversation and there's some children next to you and you're just talking and you say, I eat ass. I mean, I'm just like, really? That's what you're going to say around the kids?
Yeah, I don't think it happens like that, but we're going to agree.
Yeah.
We're going to agree to disagree. Yeah. Yeah, we just went through a whole break disagreeing. So we're gonna go back a little bit. We're gonna go back 20 years. Maybe it was better 20 years ago. I don't know.
It was.
This is common. Get mine in 1999.
It's like I'm fighting for freedom, writing for freedom. These record company niggas I don't like when I see them. My ancestors when I write and I see them and talk with them. Hoping in the promised land I can walk with them, shit it on. So many rappers, it's like I'm in the star with them. Beloved concept, stuck rhythm, paid dues, bought wisdom. As legends fall, my God loves to answer heaven's call. Preacher's daughters get fucked in the rabbit's hall. MC's reckless, I raw. Why do I want to go and do that? Must have thought I was solo. The name is Jason UAC. No more. Still together, like in a ghetto photo with one nigga in the chair. Holding liquor in despair, gang signs in the air. I shine in spaces where time is just a glare. Hold the mic like a memory. Niggas say I'm nice for metaphor to see the simile. Street ministry, my poetry's a penitentiary. Track is visitation. This is life. I'm like chief up in the demonstration. Still.
Yeah. Some get Range Rover, some religion change over. Angel on my main shoulder telling me remain sober. Fuck your nigga James over, ain't no payola in freestyle. In battles I'm warring like a G-child, searching for the child in me. The style in me, this release is like a piece is now in me. They try to assassinate me, God, like Martin on the balcony. Lyrically, I put a hit on him, cause I'm the style nitty. Catch a flick at the liquid kitty, trying to get a chick to kick it with me to the tilt. Told her my chambers like Will, feel with her for a stack, let her know I have respect. Less than an hour, she was giving me neck, yo, I'm still getting mine.
Featuring Sadat X 1999. I used to pretend like I can dance back then. Anyway, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Alright, so I asked the question, why? Why? It's almost like that Nancy Kerrigan
when
Tanya Harding did that bush. And you know, Tanya Harding, they have her on TV now.
Yeah, she's always on some kind of joke type.
Yeah.
Deal.
I'm like, you know, when you do shit like that, I can't beat you, so I'm going to have some. You don't deserve to be on TV. Yeah, apparently.
That's what happens now. That's how you get to be a.
I can be famous by doing something just.
Yeah, you can just be crazy and, you know, do some stupid stuff and be famous.
See, but that's the thing. As like, I can't do it. I'm gonna get shot and killed. So you gotta wait.
No, you probably won't get shot and killed. They just won't pay attention to you. Look at Ray J and Kim Kardashian. I'm sure. Like, you know, I was in the tape too, y'all.
Well, yeah.
So, I mean, you know,
yeah,
nobody's talking about him though.
Right. But, I mean, he did the, because he was kind of sane with his though.
Yeah. See, he didn't do nothing else crazy after that.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
That's true.
I mean,
yeah,
so.
He just kept going with her. But, right. I mean, you know, people just ignored him after that.
Well, I mean, it's a phenomenon where she got famous because she did a sex tape. Mm-hmm. It's weird.
Well, nobody else got that famous from doing a sex tape.
Right. Not that they lacked for trying. It was like,
yeah,
oh.
That's what everybody was putting
was
out.
Like, oh,
and
that's
nobody
all I
gotta
do?
Yeah, because that's what I do.
It's like,
exactly.
You know what? I'm going to get rich.
Exactly. So, but nobody else has gotten the fame or notoriety. And nobody, you know, everybody else is kind of like nobody's paying attention to theirs.
Well, I'm like, I'm still on the why.
Why what?
I don't know why.
Why what?
I don't know why. How did that get you famous?
What, the sex? I don't know either.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, it's sort of like people worship, right? So there's this woman who, she went through 6 hours of surgery so she can look like Meghan Markle. Yeah, six hours of surgery so she can look like Meghan Markle.
Wow.
That's a lot, right?
I mean, people have gone through more, though. The Barbie lady, the man who wants to be the human Barbie can, people have tried to look like Michael Jackson. Have you seen the cat lady?
Yeah, I've seen all these. There's the snake guy.
There's
a lot of interesting individuals.
Yeah.
You just look at them like
to just be different. Why? And that 15 minutes, because you get your 15 minutes. Who doesn't want 15 minutes?
I don't want 15.
You want 15 minutes.
I need more than 15.
Oh, see?
I need more than 15.
See, you want more.
Like,
look, they just want 15, and you are one more.
I like think most folks want a little bit more than 15, unless you just say
it. I don't want any.
I'm just saying 15.
I don't need it.
Well, no, it's a different conversation.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, I mean.
They didn't get enough hugs when they grew up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't need it.
It's like, you know what, Meghan Markle, she's so curvy.
I mean, she's kind of plain.
6 hours.
There's
surgery.
Like 100 other girls I can think of that look better or just as, you know.
Why you hating on the?
Why she don't want to look like Beyonce? Why she don't want to look like, you know?
Because she can never get there.
I'm just saying.
She's one of the smart ones. She's like, all right. I don't want to get the
pick
the slack.
I'm not going to strive for this.
Right, I mean, because...
to keep the bar in the middle.
Right, because the fix the slack and all that, that's killing people.
You're right.
Women are dying over that Beyonce booty. Man. And then it just looks unnatural, right?
Yeah,
you know, so
thighs got to match it.
Right. And so, you know, that trying to get that perfect juicy booty, no. It just, it don't work out. And so, people are dying. Somebody died today. I don't know, but they died today because they wanted to have that ass. So that.
You know what? If men stop liking that ass, women stop getting it.
I just have an issue with that.
I mean, I mean, it's a vicious cycle. It's like, what came first, the chicken or the egg? I don't know.
Right.
I mean, men obviously like the original, natural bootay, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think women probably would be satisfied with the way they look if men were satisfied with the way they look.
Okay. So
it's just like men get money to attract women, right? Men get money and cars. That's what they say. I don't know. All
right. So now, see, here's my other why. So we've got the women. They get those eyelashes, those unnatural eyelashes. I mean, I'm gonna say this. Don't shoot me. But I mean, we can debate it. But it looks demonic to me. Every time I see a woman with them extra eyelashes, I just look at it like, why?
I mean, I don't know.
I get it. You want to batch your eyelashes. I don't know, but it's like it's on a whole other level. It's almost like you done went past the human part. I don't get it. And I mean, maybe there's some dudes that's like, girl, in my eyelashes, they put you over the top. I don't think you're doing it for men.
I don't think you're doing it for men. I think initially women do things for men. Or.
Do they? I mean,
I think initially, yes. And women can probably say, no, I do it because I like it. I do it because I like it. And maybe they do. I mean, everybody wants to be a model. I don't know not one
do
girl.
It?
I don't know one little girl at one point in time in her life growing up that didn't think about being a model. That's just like the most glamorous job, or so you think when you're a child. Who wouldn't want to like be made up and wear nice clothes? And I mean, that's just one of those things that we, you know, it's kind of like it's a fairy tale for us. So the whole hair and the makeup and the eyes, that's part of it. So, I mean, you know, that's just an extension of the fairy tale world that some of us live in.
Okay. I see that.
Yeah. And I like, and the men who talk to those type of women, you know, if I'm natural and I see all the you know, the made up chicks getting talked to or, you know, then I might, if I'm in... secure about who I am as a person and not comfortable with who I am as a person, I might, you know, be like, well, maybe I should try.
Okay.
I'm just saying. I mean, it's also a competition thing, too. Women compete against each other. So.
Well, people compete.
Well, yeah.
I think, you know, because...
Yeah, but you don't ever see, like, a dude going to go buy a nicer car than some other dude that they done saw at the club. You don't ever see guys do it like that.
Yeah, they do.
You think?
Hell yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, people compete.
I mean, they do. But I think men generally compete with society as not as much as with each other.
Who is society, though?
Other men or what the stereotype is.
Right.
And so I think, like, if all my girlfriends, like, in my circle, my friends, we don't do the fake stuff. We don't have the fake lashes. We don't have the fake hair. Some of us might have the fake nails. But that's about it. But if I hung in a circle where that was done, I might be so inclined to do so, the peer pressure of it. You know, or they have that in common. So, like, a lot of times there's a conversation about hair length and how much it cost and who did it and stuff, and I don't participate in that, so then I'm just sitting there listening to them talk about it, and it sounds like it's kind of fun, you know what I mean? The whole
thing,
it sounds like it is. I didn't say it was.
Okay.
It sounds exciting.
Doing all that extra.
Yeah. Like, oh, girl, I went to go buy my hair, and oh, and then I went to, you know, it sounds, do you use Remy or Yak? You know, it's just just a whole thing.
All right. I mean, so that's part of that one.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, of course, Aisha Curry came out and was talking about how guys don't look at her. Guys don't look at her, and it made her feel some kind of way.
Insecure, she said. Right. Somewhat insecure.
Right. And so, as a woman, and you say you're married, and you're happily married, and to come out and say, well, if dudes don't look at me, I feel insecure. You know, as the guy in that equation, that's a tough pill to swallow.
I mean, I would imagine so, because I would imagine if my husband had said that, I'd be like, so first, I would feel like, am I not giving them as much attention as they need? I would feel like we needed to work on something. That would be my first thought. Because my first thought before, like, I didn't really listen to it. I read it. And then when she came back and kind of, you know, gave a little bit more clarity, I looked at it as lack of attention. And not because, you know, he's busy. You know, he got 100 things going on. So, you know, not that he's, like, neglecting her on purpose, but I'm busy. So, and women have a hard time with men being busy. Like, I need you to do this, but I need you to fit me in all of what you do. So, yes, I do want you to be busy, but I need some time set aside for me. So when we don't, it's hard to explain it. I know men are probably like, well, that's why women, you know, they're all crazy anyway. And it is kind of crazy. But my thing is,
yeah,
she didn't probably even notice she wasn't getting the attention until she saw all the attention he gets.
Okay, but see, here's the thing.
Yeah.
So that's part of the package. So,
yeah,
maybe you kind of like, well, I love you, and we're going to be together, and, yeah, you're rich, blah, 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 and you're famous, whatnot.
Yeah.
And so, but as a the wife of a famous person, hey, you got to share them with the world. And I know that's part of the hard part,
yeah,
no doubt, because... You know, she's like all the women that comes up to him, all of the attention that he gets all the time. And so she's looking like all these women are coming over him. Every day. All day. Nobody comes on me. Am I irrelevant? I get that to a point, but that's one of the things. I mean, I know she was sharing, but then, you know, as the guy in the equation, because, you know, if he says that, oh my God, the world is flipped over on its axis. He's the worst husband on the face of the earth. You got a loving, attentive woman, and you sitting up there talking about how nobody's paying attention to me, blah, 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 blah. He'd be crucified.
Well, so would she.
Oh, yeah, we know she's getting right through the coals. And so, I mean, she's talking about vulnerability and whatnot, but I'm saying that there are some conversations that don't go public.
Oh, I agree. I think she shared too much, and I think she shared something she shouldn't have shared.
Right.
But at the same time, I appreciate that she was open enough to do that, because all women feel that way. What she said was not, to me, like some, oh, my God, I can't believe she said that. I mean, she said it in all the women around the world who have ever had children, who've ever had a significant relationship, who've ever felt neglected, and not necessarily were neglected, but felt that way, should have said thank you. That, you know, you kind of put this out there for us maybe to have a conversation with our significant other.
Yeah.
I mean, she's young. She's 30. She has 3 kids. She's been with him since she was 15, so all of her adult life. And, I mean, yeah. I don't know, I have 2 things, so then I look at it like, well, you should kind of, you know, at the same time, because at the same time she said, well, I don't necessarily want it, but I still like to know. And that is one of those things. People still want to know that they're attracted. And, okay, you know, most men are going to step to her because what can you do for her?
Right. So it ain't about a man, you saying the attention that you want, but you really don't want it.
No, she doesn't.
Right.
She knows she doesn't.
And so, yeah, I get that conversation. I hear it.
Yeah.
I hear the vulnerability, all that other stuff. Because, I mean, she was just saying something innocently.
Yeah.
But not understanding,
like what it sounds, like the meaning or the context behind what she's saying.
There's a context that's going to be horrible.
Yeah, because I was like, how dare she? You know, because I'm like, here this man is. And it's not like you don't have anything for yourself.
You've got kids. You've got business interests.
Exactly.
So you've got things happening. And so there's also the point where you got the other people who are like, well, you've got a man. You've got a man that you're taken care of.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't have to work if you don't want to. You choose to.
You don't have the struggles. And so I think it exasperates what's happening in the black community, in particular, you know, black women are like, we, you know, find a man that we can talk to.
Exactly.
Just right off the top. They ain't even talking about having a kid. I mean, because you live a fairy tale life.
Yeah. And I agree with that. I mean, you know, that's the thing about it is, you think, because I heard someone say, and she has all that money, and here she is complaining. And I was like, but money doesn't make you not human. Money does not make you not want attention or to be desired or to be for someone to find you attractive. And maybe she said that on a day where, you know, whatever dress, you know, and I hate to bring it down as minor as a dress or something didn't fit her right. But, I mean, after you have a child, you will feel like if those jeans don't fit or don't look a certain way, your whole day is ruined.
Okay.
So, right. I mean, it could have just been one of those bad days for her that she said that.
Well, I know that she's going back and forth. I'm guessing that she probably wishes that she wouldn't have said it. She's like, yeah, it's a good thing. We can have a conversation about vulnerability and whatnot.
Yeah.
But this conversation about vulnerability,
I don't think she was the right person to say it.
Right.
If it had been somebody else that is more, you know. well, no,
local
I,
to me, and
well,
maybe it wouldn't have went out so bad.
I struggle with that because I think that she has the right to say it.
Yeah, she does, definitely.
And
but
just
then people
because,
have a right to receive it the way that they receive
right.
it.
Right, well, yeah, they're, everybody's going to say, well, you're rich. You're comfortable. You're taken care of. So, you know, you coming out here and saying this foolishness, it does.
But is it foolishness?
It kind of is.
Well, so if she had been just an average woman saying it, that because I'm married, because that happens, you're an average
right.
woman, and you don't necessarily put yourself out there like that because you're married.
Okay.
And nobody talks to you. You hear about all these other people in DMs or, you know, in the messages and texting and, you know, and that's not happening for you. And you say something to somebody. I mean, is that not valid?
Well, it's valid, but it's still, it's going to come off as foolishness because of your status and your stature. Because you're well-to-do. There's certain things you don't put out there, and that would be a faux pas that I'm guessing that somebody a culture girl don't do that ever again.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody wants to speak their truth. You know, Oprah gave everybody the right to speak their truth.
Yeah, you get to speak your truth, but the truth ain't gonna set you
even
free.
Even though Oprah doesn't share her truth, but you know. She doesn't publicly speak hers.
Yeah, because she's
but,
smart.
Well, I'm just saying.
Because she's
know,
smart.
It's just like somebody, you know, saying, oh, it's okay to do this. And here, I'm giving you the tools, but they never do it, so.
Right.
Yeah, that's like that friend who eats up all their snack and then eats up all yours. Or they save their snack and eats up all your snack.
Anyway, so. You're going somewhere that we ain't trying to go.
That just reminded me of somebody
right.
who,
so,
you know.
So that's the fat girl in you trying to come out like, you know what? She ate my snack back in 1982.
I was thinking that too.
We going on break. Yeah, stop that. This is Nas. You know my style.
Cup of hand, cup of goose, cup of crisp. White chain, colored watch on the wrist. Switch lanes and monster whips, ambient. Specially dressed, get through knives, it's obvious. Step to bars, we just order dark liquors. Clear liquors, y'all niggas are FBX. Yes, we get respected, eclectic messages. Left our brains straight into a female's estrogen. She feels electric, her breasts, she's touching them. Wet between the legs from the thug seduction. N.A.S., then they ass over spanking. Whispering, she loves intelligent gangsters. Call fatty bubbles, call head skull. Before I get either, I need some Red Bull. She'll scream as a push in the freezing cold pool. When she pissed, she gon' bleed in the whole stool. That's how much I wanna bang and touch a pretty thing. Won't pluck no chicken wing, don't fuck with just anything. Gotta come up, run up and get your stuff. Suicide, that's if you confront us. Don't talk, just hold your breath. Been here a while, there's only one nigga left. And all of y'all know my style. I spend old, but I still let it pound. Mama shake your thing. Coochie get wet while the bass beat bang. You put it on and on and on and on. Everybody talking about the new Nas song. From a boy to a king. Love to rock diamonds and fancy rings. I'm a thoroughbred, real heavy, man. A fucking something tonight, that's on everything. Fellas who beat bodies with me. Kidnappers and sick up kids, they all poly with me. Pop bottles with me. Button up shirts and throw back gold cats. Only roll when I'm in the city. And the dance floor is disgusting. Move your waistline to the bass of percussion. I'm that cool laid back Don who won't say nothing. And laugh when the niggas start fronting. And all of y'all know my style. I spend old, but I still let it pound. Mama shake your thing, coochie get wet while the bass beat bang. You put it on and on and on and on. Everybody talking about the new Nas song. Bass beat bang. Bass beat bang. Everybody talking about the new Nas song. Rock Tim's, rock Chuck's, rock bass. Her light eyes, pretty lips, fly face. First you said you would spread for me in an instant. See me with the next chick, now you act different.
Power to fiction. Now I embarrass her. Play your position. You way out of character. Through the knowledge, graduated hood college with honors. Pay homage to knives, stickies, and Converse. On the eye shades in the nighttime, regardless. The army's so thick you can't harm us. And all of y'all know my style. I spend over, but I still let it pound. Mama, shake your thing. Coochie get wet while the bass beat bang. You put it on and on and on and on. Everybody talking about the new Nas song.
Together you got smooth drummer. Smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drummer with your host, Mr. F the N-Word, Miss Brown Sugar. That was Nas. You know my style. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. So, I think I've ignored pretty much every part of the show. Just having philosophical. Why?
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 Anyway, I don't know. First, I guess we just go over the dumbass of the week. All right, so you know, every now and again, I talk about dumbasses. Well, I always talk about dumbasses, but then we talk about what makes a dumbass, right? And so, Denver decriminalized mushrooms. I don't know if you saw that.
What do you mean mushrooms? The drugs?
The psych. You know, you don't go to jail for eating mushrooms.
Well,
right. A bunch of Italians like, so my spaghetti. It's like, I'm going to jail. It's like, no.
I don't know if it's
well,
you mushrooms, but never.
Yeah. And so, yeah, it used to be you would, you know, have that. It's criminalized.
Yeah.
And so now it's decriminalized.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why is that dumbass of the week?
Yeah. Somebody OD'd on it?
No. No, my thing is the fact that we don't see what's happening. That would make the people who don't see what's happening there the dumbass of the week.
Okay, so I might be a dumbass because I don't see what's happening.
All right, so we're decriminalizing something that people go to jail for.
Yeah.
A drug that's illegal.
Yeah.
So remember the whole crack?
Oh,
and
yeah.
Certain crack, some Caron, right?
Here.
So, and if you had that shit, you went to jail.
Yeah, for a minute.
Right. It was just that mandatory 5 right off.
Yeah, I was about to say, well, it was like 5 years for. Yeah.
Right off the top, I just got it.
Yeah.
So now you can have mushrooms. It's a hallucinogen, right?
Yeah.
Folks just out here just walking around with hallucinogen, so. They don't even see you.
Might be a dragon.
Exactly. You on Game of Thrones and didn't even know it.
Wow.
Yeah. That's legal.
I might be driving.
So now they're not saying that you can sell it. They're not saying you can distribute it. But if you happen to have it, they ain't gonna necessarily put you in jail. Now, that's some racist shit right there. Because it's a drug that is a suburban drug. And so people in the suburbs can have this drug. But they won't go to jail. I'm just saying. So
are they comparing it to like marijuana though, or no? Because you can have marijuana now and not go to jail. So
well,
they kind of legalize it like they legalize.
Well, yeah, because that's their marijuana.
Yeah, for
some. Yeah, mushroom.
Yeah.
Take this mushroom, and then you'll just be, you won't be here. You know, everybody's a dragon. Everybody's a dragon. I can't be in this club. There's too many dragons in here. Where are the humans at? Yeah. Yeah. So, and since we're there, might as well talk about the hater of the week, right?
Hate. I hate you.
All right. So, Arizona. Their lawmakers there, they liken porn to poison and declare it a public health crisis.
Mm-hmm. A health crisis?
It's poison. You know?
Is it poisoning of the mind, of the body, of the soul?
No, it's poison. You never trust
a big button?
No, you just never trust porn.
Trust it to what?
You can't trust porn in the smile.
To do what?
It's going to poison you, obviously.
Like, yeah, and I'm saying, is it a mental poison? Is it a physical poison? Are you mentally, yeah, now you have these perverse thoughts? Is it a physical poison where you're just masturbating just constantly, and now you have something wrong with your vajayjay, your private penis? I don't know. What's the poison?
Well, Arizona State Senator Sylvia Allen, she explains her opposition to it. So she says pornography is a crisis leading to a broad spectrum of individual and public health impacts. And so in 1613 vote, they passed a resolution which deems porn an epidemic that is poisoning the minds of children and adults across the country. Takes no further action. They just denouncing it and calling for recovery programs.
Okay, I agree with that. There should be
a recovery program.
I think so. Yeah, porn addiction. People, yeah, that's like an issue for some people. Mm. I know a few people
that was having
a hard time with it.
Yeah, just can't function with
it. Yeah,
porn.
It was a few people in my work environment.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. And so, we can't go without our Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
Oh, what is that shit that happened again? Oh, boy. So, some people think that racism is an American. Racism just happens in America and the United States and nowhere else. But it kind of happens everywhere. So, speaking of which, Danny Baker, he tweeted a chimp photo depicting the royal baby. Yeah. Anyway,
I mean, it's
so,
a baby. That's my thing. It doesn't necessarily mean it's not because of the royal baby. It's a baby.
Yeah.
I think babies are off limits.
Well, not to Danny Baker. He apologized. He insisted, I am not racist. And it was supposed to be a joke. Because we know, comparing black people to monkeys, that's always funny. Yeah, that was taped delay.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, like, when are you allowed to be a racist? Like, when is it okay to call somebody a racist? Like, when they do do they have to do, like, 5 racist things, 10 racist things? Or, you know, I don't understand, like, when people say, I'm not a racist, and they do something racist.
Well, they're not, because that's their everyday thought. My everyday thought can't be racist.
Why not?
Because it's how the world
is. If it's an everyday thought, then that's what makes it.
Yeah,
what
but
it is.
It's normal for us. So, you know, he did the little picture.
Yeah, I guess that goes, that's privilege.
chimpanzee in the suit with the caption, Royal Baby Leaves Hospital.
I'm like, let's leave the babies alone.
Yeah, and you know they named the baby after Archie.
Who's Archie? The comic?
Yeah. Riverdale.
Yeah, I knew the baby's name was Archie. I just thought that was a relative from long ago.
No, no, it's just straight up.
The comic book Archie?
The comic book Archie.
Wow.
Yeah, they went in with it. I'm like, okay, so you're going to bless the kid with the name of a comic book character. And then they say that it's a striking blow. I'm like, what blow are we striking?
What's a striking blow? Like the picture or the name?
No, they said, so the royal couple, in a striking blow for diversity and feminism, have given their son one of the most popular white middle class first names, Archie, and a second name, Harrison, that was chosen because it stands for Harry's son. That's a blow. That's a striking blow for diversity and feminism. Naming your kid Archie Harrison. Yeah, it's supposed to be funny, I guess.
That's a blow?
Well, you know, he was making a funny. He was making a funny, like, you know what, this is a, you know, you name your kid Archie. After Archie Comics, like, we knew that he wasn't going to be Shaquille or Tyrone
or Prince
or Jerome
or Megan. They could have named him Michael.
It doesn't really matter.
Black people always.
But it doesn't matter. So, right now, I'm just waiting because, you know, her mother is kind of dark. Right, she's like brown skinned. So, how dark does the baby get? Yes, can the baby get dark? You think they're having a heart attack now?
I don't know. That's hard to say because usually when it's like, so for the biracial babies that I've seen that they have a biracial parent and then a white parent, the baby or the child usually looks white.
Mm-hmm.
They don't come out brown at all.
Okay. Well,
so,
well, once again, yeah, but see, that's the whole genetics thing.
Yeah, you just never know. It's like a crapshoot.
Right. And so it's going to come out in the line somewhere.
Yeah, it'll skip a generation and
come
back a generation.
Right. See, so we look at her. It
skipped
a generation with her.
So then that means the baby's free game.
He might have some skin color, so as he gets darker.
And he might not have the skin color, but he might have the hair.
But they said that, you know, I'm like, you know, my brother was like, yeah, he's not gonna be able to go outside if he gets darker.
No, they'll probably keep a bonnet on him for a long time.
Yeah.
That buggy that they use.
You can't fight melanin, though.
No, because you don't even need to sign for it to happen. I mean, it just happened.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I don't know. At some point, it has to be okay. You have to be okay with it.
Really?
Yeah.
So you
He should have not married her. He did not have to marry her.
Wait. Talking about him, though.
Oh, you mean society?
Yeah.
Oh, I could care. I mean, I'm not okay with anything.
No, see, we're only rooting for this because the darker he gets, the more peas that they're going to get.
Yeah, but that means the more struggle he's going to have because...
He's going to struggle anyway.
Yeah, he is.
He's a dark prince. Anyway, but Miss Brown Sugar, I am... Yeah, he's the dark prince. For Miss Brown Sugar, I'm Mr. F the N Word, and that was another Smooth Drama production. And we're out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth. Drama. Smooth.